Alright, I'm at the curator's office here. Looks more like a museum than anything. No wonder he calls himself the curator. I don't even know his actual name. Where's his here's his office. Hello, curator?
Oh, hello there. I didn't hear you come in. What can I do you for?
Well, I just want to talk to you about a few things before I have to do them. Just wondering if you have a second.
Well, okay. Have a seat. Let's have a little chat. Would you like some tea?
No, I'm okay, thank you.
So, what do you have to get off your chest, lad?
Who's Boulder Cook?
Why do you want to know about him?
Well, I have reason to believe that Boulder Cook is the Mad Butcher. And yes, I know he's the mayor of the town.
Oh, well, this just can't be. You have to understand, you made a serious accusation here.
Well, Mr. Cook fits my profile exactly the one I made up of the Mad Butcher to a T.
But I just don't see it. Like, I've met Mr. Cook many a times, and he doesn't seem like a killer to me.
Well, that's what they said about Ted Bundy. He worked at a serial killer hotline for many years, and no one suspected of him. Serial killers often go unnoticed, like John Wayne Gacy, Ed Gein. People thought he was just an oddball, but really, he was doing other certain scrupulous things. They blend in. They know how to talk to people. Mr. Boulder, for instance, shows high intelligence, shows that he can navigate through certain situations, can get what he wants from people easily without blinking an eye. Also, he was a butcher, a very good one at that. He also lived and worked in most provinces and towns that most victims were murdered in or went missing. Along with a slew of Peeping Tom charges, one for kidnapping, the list goes on and on. I also connected two of his victims that went missing in this very town that had worked for him. Don't you find that funny? That all these murders and kidnappings started when Mr. Boulder Cook arrived here? If you claim, from what information I gather, that everybody in this town is a historical figure or some person that died, who is Mr. Boulder Cook exactly?
Well, I don't know. Like, he just showed up one day and just, you know, became a member of this community. He's done a lot of good for this town.
Yes, but the evidence is strong and clear. I have enough to get an arrest warrant.
Okay, well, do what you must, but what are you telling me this for?
The keys to hell. Are they secure, yes or no?
Why would you want to know that?
I know the keys to hell are a prison that they cage a certain individual that's underneath this complex. Is that correct?
How do you know that?
That's not important right now. Just tell me these keys are secure before I arrest him. This is what matters. Because if she is out, then things are going to go very bad.
Oh, I think something went wrong.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, just, I was in my office, and then all of a sudden I remember this girl. She just appeared out of nowhere, and then my memory went blank. Oh, no, she's escaped.
Where? Take me to the prison right now.
You need to turn that off.
Okay, just take me there. We'll see if she's there, and we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, lad.
Well, I have a bigger problem than anything. After me and the creator went down to this prison, we found the door open, along with a set of keys that are apparently keys to hell that were actually almost taken from the Vatican archives and ended up in the curator's collection. Mother blood is loose. Apparently, the curator explained that you have to do some grand ritual to even get her out of the room because of all the certain seals that were put in place and magical protections. And apparently the Mad Butcher did it. Mother blood's loose. That's the least of my problems here. I just got confirmation the arrest warrant came through, and I'm on my way. I contacted the local RCMP detachment to send me a few constables over to carry out this warrant, and Mr. Boulder Cook will be arrested momentarily. I'm about to come face to face with the Mad Butcher himself. The man who murdered my brother as well. He's a lot to answer for. I'll update when necessary.